right, so we are going to pray today for blended families, many of which feel like they got put in a frying pan, trying to work everybody's backgrounds, cultural differences, the ways they were raised, different ideas on discipline. So, Father God, we bring before you today blended families. We are going to pray, Father, on ways to help them heal, how to help them, how to unite them. We thank you that your verse, Galatians 3:28 says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So we speak that over blended families. They're neither from this family or that family. They are one in Christ Jesus. So we pray first and foremost that they become united in Christ, that they become to know Jesus, and that he be the third cord that holds them together. We thank you that according to Psalm 127:1, that start laying a good foundation before a marriage. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We pray for the parents involved, for the married couple, that they will invest in each other and build a strong foundation so that the rock that got, well, that was on sand in the previous marriage would become stronger and be built on a rock in this marriage. We pray, Father, for Ephesians 2:14. We thank you that Christ, you yourself, has brought peace to us. You united Jews and Gentiles, something nobody ever thought would happen, into one people. When in your own body on the cross, you broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. So, Father, we thank you for the work that you did. And we pray, God, that you will take away any hostility, any walls that separate, that create hostility in these blended families, even maybe with the previous parents or relationships. So, Father, we pray for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would work in and through these families. We thank you that the church is a blended family. We thank you that it took the cross of Christ to bring unity in God's blended family. We thank you, Father, that you receive great glory when there is unity in the midst of diversity, and that you use many blended families in great ways to advance your kingdom. You were faithful to guide these families through unique struggles that they face in their family dynamics, like Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael and Isaac, in the life of David and how he had the different wives from different countries in order to build political arenas, and also had some awkwardness as a result of that. And that even Jesus was faced with a blended family. And so, Father, we thank you that you brought together them through unification. We pray, God, that they are able to clarify their expectations and instead decide to work together, love each other, and form new bonds. We pray, God, that they are able to mourn their losses, that they would be able to cry together, share what they miss, and identify what they gained, that there would be understanding, patience, wisdom, comfort, and love in this new family. We pray they build teams and alliances and friendships while maintaining old ones if they're helpful to the relationships. We pray that they would be a unified team. We pray that their marriages would be strengthened and they would invest deeply into the lives of their new spouses. We pray they would help the children heal. Many believe it is their fault that their parents divorced. So we pray, God, that blame thing would be taken away from every child, and also this dream that many of them have that their parents would get back together. We pray, God, that those two things would be dealt with and that they would be able to heal. We pray, God, that the families would work hard at resolving conflicts, having good rules on how to engage in that and how to argue without hurting each other, and when to talk about issues. We pray that the family members will agree on discipline and enforce them fairly and consistently. We pray that they would build a strong relationship with you, God, and with other believers, so they have other people that they can pray with, and that they would not speak with malice or slander, but they would seek help on how to love the new family members better. We pray that they would be able to express agape love and be quick to forgive. We pray that they won't be in a hurry, recognize it's going to take time to blend this family. And we thank you for some of these readings that were shared at wedding ceremonies. And so we pray this, may they nurture their family with devotion, see their children grow in body, mind, and spirit, and come at last to the end of their lives with hearts content and in joyful anticipation of heaven. Lord, in your providence, you have provided the family as a place where people can experience love, learn important life lessons, and find unequaled encouragement. May your design be reflected in these new blended families. We pray that you would unite and bind them together in togetherness. May there be space for them to be individuals, but also time for them to unite and do things together. Help each person to love, respect, and encourage the family members within. May they show care and hospitality with those extended, and that others might see your presence. We pray, God, that there is, as Mir Kameen says, the secret to blending families is there's no secret. It's scary, awesome, ragged, and perfect, and always changing. Help them to love and laugh hard and to try again tomorrow. And that we pray, Father, they would see that they can be imperfectly perfect. And then by an unknown person, family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs, the ones who accept you for who you are, the ones who would do anything to see you smile and love you no matter what. We pray that they are able to smile and love each other no matter what. We pray, Father, that they would become family, that they wouldn't think of themselves as a blended family, but as a forever family. In Jesus' name.